Ohioan Jim Obergefell married his husband John Arthur in Maryland in 2013, but when John died a short time later, Ohio didn't allow Obergefell to be recognized as Arthur's husband on the death certificate. The ensuing court case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court and could ultimately legalize same-sex marriage across the country. But Obergefell says even if his suit is successful, he knows marriage equality isn't enough.
To this day, there is still no federal law that says LGBT people can't be discriminated against in employment, in housing, and in public places.
While Obergefell fights for LGBT civil rights at the federal level, advocates in Indiana will soon wage their own battle at the state level. Karen Vaughn Kaimovich and her wife Tammy were two of the plaintiffs whose suit against the state secured marriage equality for LGBT Hoosiers last year.
Today I stand before you a married woman, and I'm so grateful. But I also know that our fight isn't over.
Legislative leaders say they expect a debate next session over adding LGBT protections to the state's civil rights statute. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.